This week, the federal government unveiled the State of the Environment report with very alarming findings. The report shows a decline in almost every category of the Australian environment and showing a gloom view of the issue. The Wire's contributor from RTRFM, Taylor Strano, asked Head of Research from the Climate Council, Dr. Simon Bradshaw, to give an insight about the report.
Well, this is a comprehensive assessment of the state of Australia's environment. One of these happens every 5 or so years. It covers a huge amount of area. It looks at our freshwater resources. It looks at biodiversity. It looks at all our different ecosystems. And it looks particularly in this one at the impact of climate change upon the species and ecosystems that we depend on. And it's a pretty heartbreaking read. I've got to tell you, it really is. And, you know, as a climate scientist, I'm used to reading a lot of very alarming news. But this really just paints a very alarming picture of what we're dealing with. But the message in there, as always, is equally that there is so much more we can be doing, so much we can fight to save and protect. But fundamentally, it's going to begin with getting much more serious about tackling the climate crisis.
One of the sort of big things that was noted yesterday when the Environment Minister did finally release this report is that it was actually completed last year, but it was held back by the Morrison government. Why do you think that might have been the case?
Well, I think when you read through this, I mean, every page we have words like poor and deteriorating. It's a shocking indictment on government inaction, on the climate crisis in particular. Of course, there are other causes of our woes as well, including invasive species and land clearing. But you cannot read this report and not be shocked at the neglect, the lost decade of inaction on climate change. So there's obviously reasons why they would want to sit on this. It's important that now is out in the world. We should commend the new government for doing that. But here, as with any recent scientific report that deals with climate change, it's clear that we have to be doing a lot more than we are. And Labor has some materially very different, more ambitious government policies than their predecessors. But they're also going to have to grapple with the question of moving firmly beyond coal and gas and really stepping up their own ambitions over these critical years ahead.
The State of the Environment report has been broken down into 12 different chapters, including things like air quality and biodiversity. Dr. Simon Bradshaw, can you take us through some of those key findings from that chapter?
Well, to be honest, almost every page of this report has elements of the climate crisis in it. It's clear that whichever challenges we're dealing with, whether it's increasing water scarcity, whether it's the loss of iconic species, whether it's damage to critical ecosystems, the Great Barrier Reef, obviously, but also the kelp forests along the coast of Tasmania and many critical ecosystems in WA as well. The story through all of this is the exacerbating impact of climate change and how that is compounding the stress upon our various ecosystems and threatened species. The report makes clear that the temperature in Australia, the average surface land temperature, has already warmed by around 1.4 degrees at the start of last century, that we're already experiencing enormous extremes in our weather, and many Australians, almost all Australians, particularly folks over in WA, will have had a very visceral first-hand experience of much of this, whether it's been very dangerous fire seasons, whether it's been the drying trend that we see particularly pronounced down there in the southwest of WA. We're very much living through an era of consequences when it comes to climate change, driven by the burning of coal, oil and gas, and Australia's been a very significant contributor to this crisis. But again, the other thing that comes through very strongly in everything that's said there about climate change and everything else is just how consequential our next steps are going to be.
Simon, were you surprised? Were you bracing for the findings in this report?
Look, a report after report has shown just what the dire situation we're in. That said, reading this one and I think seeing the enormous number of species that have been added to the threatened species list since we last had one of these reports, seeing the concrete impacts on the things that we all depend on for our livelihoods, for our economic prosperity, for our health, you know, our water resources, our air quality, our productive industries. It is an alarming picture, and I think it's going to bring home to a lot of folks the gravity of the situation. The other thing we have to recognise also, though, is there's nothing stopping Australia from doing far more to tackle the climate and biodiversity crises. We are sitting on the most enormous potential for new clean industries, especially in Western Australia. There's going to be enormous growth in markets for renewable energy, for clean exports such as renewable hydrogen and green steel. There's a massive opportunity here for Australia, so we can actually achieve a lot at once. We can be doing everything possible to stem this heartbreaking decline while also setting ourselves up for a very prosperous and more secure future through really investing in climate solutions and doing it in a way that leaves no Australians behind.
That was Dr. Simon Bradshaw from the Climate Council, ending the story from RTRFM's Taylor Strano in Perth.